You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The Russian search engine Yandex has entered China as it clamps down on paid links. An ambitious new e-commerce site has launched in Indonesia, and the Chinese smartphone manufacturer Huawei is to launch an e-commerce site targeting the Middle East. The Russian search engine Yandex has opened an office in Shanghai. It doesn't plan to take on local giant Baidu in the Chinese search engine market directly, but instead intends to help Chinese businesses that want to target Russia. In a statement, a Yandex spokesperson said Shanghai is now headquarters for a team that will help Chinese companies operating in the Russian market to more effectively promote their services and products in the Russian segment of the internet using Yandex technology. Yandex has been offering advertising services in China since 2012, with sales in the country tripling every year since 2013. Its physical entry into the Chinese market reflects the two countries' increasingly close trade relationship, with imports and exports between the countries having increased significantly in recent years. Yandex isn't the first Russian internet company to open an office in China, with the popular Russian social network VK having opened an office in the country last year. Yandex is the most popular search engine in Russia, where it has around a 60% share of the search engine market. In other Yandex-related news, the search engine has updated its algorithm to penalize websites that sell links. Websites that sell links will now have their Yandex quotation index, similar to Google PageRank, reduced to zero, thereby reducing the SEO ranking and making them unappealing to potential link buyers. Several hundred websites are thought to have been affected by the algorithm change. Yandex has said that once websites remove the offending links and get recrawled, the penalty will be removed and the previous rankings will be restored. This isn't the first time that Yandex has altered its algorithm to dissuade people from using paid links to artificially boost their rankings. In May this year, Yandex started penalizing sites which bought links, making it a negative ranking factor. An e-commerce site dubbing itself the Alibaba of Indonesia has just launched. Matarahi Mall aims to be an e-commerce platform comparable to eBay in the West, selling everything from groceries and fashion items to tech gadgets such as smartphones and even cars. The ambitious company wants to become the dominant e-commerce site in Indonesia, an emerging online superpower with a population of 250 million people. In a recent study, almost 70% of Indonesians said they had engaged in mobile shopping in the last year. The Indonesian e-commerce market is growing rapidly and is expected to be worth $4.5 billion in 2016. The Chinese smartphone manufacturer Huawei is to launch an e-commerce site targeting the Middle East. The site will have both English and Arabic language options and is expected to launch at the end of October. Huawei is already present in the Middle East, but currently sells its phones through the third-party e-commerce site Souq. It hopes that the launch of its own e-commerce site will help it to establish itself as an online brand as it moves away from having physical stores and instead turns its attentions solely online. And finally, WhatsApp has been revealed as the most popular social network for teenagers in Germany. 83% of teenagers questioned said they used the social messaging app, with Facebook coming in second place at 77%. Instagram and Twitter came in distant third and fourth place respectively, with just 18% and 10% of teenagers saying they used them. Google Plus and Pinterest were even more unpopular, with just 1 in 20 youngsters being on the social networks. The research by Icon Kids and Youth questioned around 750 German teenagers aged 13 to 19. Although Facebook is the most popular social network in most countries, WhatsApp also came top in Argentina and Brazil. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.